Being green can be so sexy. Well, at least you can be sexy and keep it green. Check out the Green Divas Eco Sexy Podcast for ways to keep it green in the bedroom or wherever you like to have sex.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a Green Divas Eco Sexy segment, but one of our original fabulous Eco Sexy Green Divas was Wendy Strigar, who I'm so happy to have back. She is the founder and CEO of Good Clean Love. She's a pioneer in the organic personal care product industry. She's an author, and she's wonderful. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I was really looking forward to reconnecting because it's been a while since we've last spoken, and I see your wonderful company is blossoming, and there's some really neat products that I'm not sure even existed when we last spoke. So I wanted to just give our listeners sort of a background on why you know, your motivation for getting into natural personal care products.
Necessity is always the mother of invention.
It is.
For anything real that happens, I think, in the world, I mean, there's millions of these young entrepreneurs that just sort of search for something they can sell. But for me, and I was not that kind of entrepreneur, I didn't know much about business, but I was married and I had four kids, and the products on the market made me really sick. And I nursed all my babies for too long. And I mean, it was good for them, mind you, but it was really bad for my sex life. So I really needed some solutions to stay married. So that's what originally got me for solutions in the world, and then when I couldn't find them, making them up myself in my kitchen. So that's how the whole thing started, and it's hard to believe 15 years ago, my youngest daughter at the time was 3, and now she's 18.
Wow.
So how does time go by? I don't know. I'm happy to say that those products, every time I have really amazing sex with my husband, and I really credit this business as saving my marriage. So. Yeah.
And let's go deeper. I think it's all very noble and probably helps a lot of marriages.
Well, it was self-serving, but I do think that we've actually helped many, many people with products that don't make them sick. And,
right.
You know, we've made some really amazing scientific advances in this intimacy product space, which has long been dominated by petrochemical, heavily concentrated petrochemical products that I reacted to. And for a long time, I thought people were allergic to that stuff, that I thought I was allergic. But what we found in 2012 after this long study is that actually everybody has a toxic response to product that is so much heavier than their own human tissue.
Yeah.
And so even if you're not itching or burning like I was, you're still damaging the super sensitive, actually one of the most sensitive tissues in the body, the vaginal lining.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it in such a way that a lot of times, I mean, I felt it when it happened, but a lot of people don't feel it, which is sort of interesting. And you basically are shedding the whole top layer of cells. And so that's kind of the protective lining that prevents you from getting infection, actually. So if you shed all those cells, what you're doing is you're creating all this excess moisture, and you're basically drowning the lactobacilli, which is the natural defense mechanism that's there to keep you safe. And
yeah, it's interesting because I don't think a lot of people realize that we have beneficial bacteria, just like now we all understand probiotics and the reason we have healthy bacteria in our guts, but we also have them in our...
all over the body, actually.
Yeah.
It's all over the body. And and it's a really perfect ecosystem when it's left undisturbed. I mean, that's what it is that protects us from HIV and STDs and all the other things. But if you disrupt that system, then you're actually 60% more susceptible to those much more serious illnesses, and three times as likely to transmit them. You know, bacterial vaginosis is one of these conditions that many women just don't know they have.
Yeah.
And yet 2 out of 5 women have it at any given point. And so, you know, when you don't treat it because you don't recognize it, a lot of times women recognize an odor and then they'll use like some deodorizing wash or douche, worse still. And then that just exacerbates that bacterial vaginosis infection, right?
Right.
Gets rid of the odor for a couple hours, but not long term. And so we created these BioMatch products, which we just got a patent on in December, which is just like all of the conditions that sort of promote that healthy vaginal condition is what's in this bottle that we call Restore. So it doesn't add or subtract any water. It matches to a 3.7 pH, so it'll reduce your pH if it's high, because that's the last thing that happens with BV,
right,
that you get this excess moisture, you're sort of out of balance there, and then your pH goes up. And then when your pH is high at 5, 6, 7, 8, that's where the healthy bacteria thrive.
Okay.
So then you're sort of creating this atmosphere that it kills the good bacteria and helps the other ones to thrive. Bacteria party.
It's a bacteria party. All right. I like
it.
Now, so what about women who are perhaps menopausal, just asking for a friend?
Yeah. No. So that happens with older women, too. I mean, you know, what we know when you're menopausal is that you're short on hormones in a lot of different ways.
Right.
And that, you know, suddenly your period seems like a dream come true, you know, to kind of cycle through all that. At least that's how it feels for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this product is really great to kind of keep that ecosystem balanced and in check. I use it many nights a week. When I travel, I use it every day because it's just there's a lot of reasons you can kind of go out of balance like that. And the other thing about bacterial vaginosis is that it's a cyclical thing.
Okay.
So if you treat it with antibiotics, which is the standard treatment, you end up killing the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And so just within 60 to 75 days, 75% of women have it again.
Yikes.
So I love our BioMatch products. We have a wash and wipes, and they all have this specific variety of lactic acid, which matches the lactobacilli of the healthiest condition you can have. And so I swear by it.
Let's now talk for a minute about some of the other things that you do that have to do with sustainability and the natural health of us, but also the planet.
Yeah, so we're a B Corp, you know, and that means that you have multiple bottom lines and that, you know, it's not really about making money. It's about doing good. And we're actually one of the highest scoring B Corps up there. So I feel pretty proud of that. This year, we're actually going to look at seeing how we can maybe become carbon neutral on our product. I don't know a lot about it, but after I saw Before the Flood with DiCaprio's new movie, I was like, okay, I've got to do this right now. And we actually switched all of our packaging away from petroleum bottles to sugarcane tubes. And so those are 85% recyclable, which means that they would break down much faster. You know, everything we can do that we can do better, we try to do better. So you know, and we donate to a lot of women's organizations that are doing really important work.
Yeah, you do a lot to help educate women about not just about healthier products, but about all the issues surrounding.
Well, I mean, we like try to help women who are, you know, women's space who are trying to make a new life for themselves. And, you know, we actually just launched a Make It Good campaign for young people to, like, start to spark their own conversations about what consent means to them.
Mm.
So we have this Make It Good thing happening on a lot of campuses. And we are starting a whole new campaign for young mothers, because that's a moment in time when many women stop being sexual, and sometimes for many, many years.
Mm.
It's not good for their health, and it's not good for their marriage or their baby.
Right.
So we are, like, you know, going out and trying to communicate with those moms to give them an access point to finding that libido again after their hormones are all messed up and changed so much. And I have a new book that's going to be published by Sounds True, and you can get it pre-order on Amazon. It's called Sex That Works, An Intimate Guide to Awakening Your Erotic Life. And so I'm doing
Excellent.
A lot more talks about that. And, you know, I'm just waiting for Trump, one of the Trumpers, to have sex with the wrong person publicly. And then maybe the book's going to be really big after that.
It
but
will.
It's a really beautiful book. It took me 5 years to write it. And I actually expose myself in many ways that I don't in my day-to-day blog writing.
Right.
But, you know, in a book, you kind of just have to dig in deeper so that people feel like they can hear your voice. So it's a big challenge for me also to have that out in the world in that way. But I think it's going to be really helpful because it's really about how getting to a sex life that works is really an interior job.
Right.
Nobody can make you feel sexy or say the right thing or whatever. You have to lean towards and want to know that place of desire in you. And you have to be the one that wants to not feel guilt and shame about that for whatever reasons you might. You know, it's like, so the chapters are about sexual freedom and curiosity and courage and gratitude and just these interior experiences that really are the only way you can get to a sex life that works.
I think we actually, a couple of those topics were some of the topics we covered a couple of years ago when we spoke. And,
The thing is, I've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Now it's finally in a book, right?
Well, it's great because it's great material and important. I'm glad you're doing the work and I'm glad you made yourself vulnerable, I suppose, in a way that will make it probably more accessible to a lot of people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I feel grateful, like most days, that I get to do this work.
I appreciate your taking the time today to speak to me and to our audience, and I hope we get to do it again soon, Wendy. To find out more, they can go to goodcleanlove.com.
Yeah, and they can go to goodcleanlove.com, and my blog and my writing is there. And they can also look up Sex That Works.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy spring, Wendy.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me.
Turned on yet? Well, go to thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. To learn more about this Green Divas Eco Sexy podcast and find other low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.